Wake up, Blue Jay Nation. Welcome to Season 19, Episode 1 of Pierce High News from Pierce, Nebraska. This is Mackenzie Peters and my co-host,
McKenna Shonka.
This week, we'll discuss all of our upcoming sports and more.
It's a pretty big week for all of our teams. It's also a big week for journalism with our first high school headlines of the school year.
That's right, Kenna. The football team will take on Arlington, our cross-country team will compete in their first invitational of the season, and our volleyball and softball teams will compete in two events each this week, and journalism will cover every one of those stories and more.
Let's talk to junior Ashton Astrike about how she feels about the busy upcoming week.
I think that we will have some tougher and more focused practices to prepare for our upcoming games and our difficult tournament this weekend.
Thanks, Ashton. Besides sports, last weekend was a big weekend for a couple of our sophomore girls.
It sure was. Sarah Fenn and Alexis Sonora had photos showing at the Nebraska State Fair. In fact, their photos were so spectacular that it will be on display for the next year in the Dean's Office at the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the University of Nebraska-Lincoln College campus.
During Friday Night Lights, our football team will go against Arlington at 7 o'clock on our home field. Also during Friday Night Lights, we'll be hearing our band for the first official time with songs from this year's program called Elvis.
Also making an appearance during the football game will be the Little Girls Show Camp. The stadium will be loud with over 80 girls assisting with 13 cheerleaders.
Our cross-country runners will take off for the first time on Friday in Norfolk.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to listen next week and every week after for more broadcast.
For more information, check us out on social media or at piercepublic.org.